This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Yesterday morning, as usual, we hit up Goldberg's for Callie's blueberry bagel. It's her go-to.
It's a must-have for the weekend.
It's her must-have thing. And then we hit the Starbucks drive-thru. And when we were coming home, huge traffic backup at like 9:30 on a Sunday morning. Very unusual. So, and it wasn't like on a busy road or anything where there would be.
Yeah, it's like an obscure back road.
Yeah. So, because Callie and I are nosy, we.
So nosy. If you are the people that like hear a big noise in your neighborhood, jump in your car and go look at it, you're our people.
Right. Or if you like pass fire trucks and they turn down a street near your house, you're like, you want to go see what it is? That type of
we
thing.
We totally do that.
And we actually almost did a Friday night because we walked out on our back porch and heard people shouting like there was a fight.
But it did not sound like good shouting. It sounded like, you know, it wasn't like, you know, well, there's no sports on right now. So
yeah, it wasn't
like sports yelling. It was like.
Yeah. Shouting is generally bad. Cheering is good. It wasn't cheering. It was shouting.
Cheerleaders shout.
No, cheerleaders cheer. Cheer is good. Shout is bad.
I don't think so. I think yelling is bad.
If somebody's running.
And shouting is just shouting.
Well, anyways, it did not sound good. And I was like, should I drive over there and see what's going on? And it stopped before I could even get my keys. But anyways, so yesterday morning, we circle back around to see what it is. And they were doing, I think it was a drive up COVID screening for free at in a parking lot near where we live, and people were lined up for a mile down the road.
I don't think it was a drive up facility, but I think the parking lot they chose was so small.
It was like one car in, one car out type of waiting.
It was just, yeah.
So, but it went on all day. So,
yeah, it was pretty crazy for a Sunday.
Yeah,
that's what's new with us. New and exciting traffic on our street.
Yes, that's what we've come to.
The upside means living in gratitude, finding the positive in every experience, and helping other people do the same. You are now part of the movement. Welcome to The Upside with Callie and Jeff.
If this is your first episode of The Upside, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back.
My name is Jeff Dollar, and today I'm grateful for Trash Day.
You love Trash Day more than anyone that I know.
To me, it's just remarkable.
Because to Jeff, it's the end of clutter.
Yeah,
right?
It's cleaning. It's the finality of keeping a tidy house. And I also really, I mean, if you think about it, you take your garbage and set it outside and someone comes and takes it away from you. Like, that's a remarkable service. And I'm grateful for it today.
My name is Callie Dollar, and I am grateful for sleeping in.
Also grateful, very grateful to our friends at the Georgia Aquarium and T-Bird, because they all worked together to create a magical Sunday for our new friend, Austin.
We have a listener and part of The Upside, a woman that's in The Upside community, and her son's name is Austin, and he is sick. And he and his family have a bucket list of things that they want to do together this year, you know, while they still can as a family. So Jeff heard about this last week, was like, oh my God, yes, we have to do this. And then you jumped in like nobody's business.
Now the first, and everybody's like waiting to help. As I've said, I've already received enough money via Venmo that Austin had a day at the Georgia Aquarium yesterday. And when he arrived, T-Bird gave him a gift card for $250 so that
from the Upside family,
from the Upside community, from all of your donations and stuff, we gave him a $250 gift card so that at the end of his aquarium day, he could just go nuts in the aquarium gift shop. And he did. He bought a bunch of stuff for himself.
Did Deaver tell you what he got?
She didn't tell me specifically, but he insisted on also buying gifts for his little best friend who went with him.
Cute.
So he had shopping spree. But other than that, the aquarium covered everything. They created a day for Austin.
I don't think we actually specifically said what his wish was, but his first wish was to meet the dolphins, right? The otters and the dolphins at the Georgia Aquarium. He really wanted to meet those little buddies. So, yeah, that's what the wish was.
And so yesterday morning, Austin goes to the aquarium. He is met at the door by some like VIP tour guides because the aquarium, he got there before it even opened. Their first stop was the otter enclosure where they were doing their morning otter routine. I don't know what they do, but the trainer, they're feeding them. And then the trainers work with them to show them, you know, to teach them tricks. And they do probably like a medical exam or whatever they do, make sure everybody's healthy. Austin got to participate in that.
No.
And learned how to give the otters treats. Teach treats, but also how to make them do their tricks.
Cute.
So I've actually been at that otter experience before, and all the stuff that they train them to do is so the veterinarians and the caregivers can make sure they're healthy. So they teach
them. So it's not like, do this trick, seal boy, or right, whatever. It's
like circus boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's like they teach them to float on their back so they can examine, you know, their chest and their stomach, and they put their paws out so they can do all that. So they taught Austin how to do all of that and what it all meant. Then he went to the dolphin show, the first dolphin show that they have at the Georgia Aquarium. And before the show started, somebody came and got him out of the audience and brought him backstage to meet the dolphins.
Love it.
So he got to meet the otters and meet the dolphins. And then they presented him with a gift that the Upside community that y'all paid for. We bought him a painting done by a dolphin.
I love that. It's so sweet. And they do that. If you are interested in buying one, you have an animal lover in your life or a kid that loves aquarium animals, that would be a great gift. And it's also a great way to support the aquarium. They've been closed just like everybody else for a couple of months. So they're seeing the financial hit to that. And when we asked what we could do to say thank you to them, because they did all of this for free, they said, just remind people that we're here, that we're open. If they don't feel comfortable, donations are always welcomed. And then those cute animal paintings are such a good way to be able to give some money. They sell them to raise money for the aquarium.
Yeah. So if you have an animal lover in your life who's hard to shop for, a painting by a penguin is a great. and they pop right up when you go to the Georgia Aquarium website. So if you have already donated, you bought the dolphin paintings, you bought Austin a gift card to go to the aquarium gift shop afterwards, and you have given his parents a nice big donation that allowed them to pay all of their bills for the month of June, so they didn't have to worry about any bills.
Big thanks to the Georgia Aquarium for making Austin's day so special and his family's day so special. And thank you to you for being so excited to help bring these dreams to life for Austin. And we'll keep you posted on how you can help. And we don't know today on this show, but tomorrow we'll have some more concrete answers for you.
I received some very scary news, and
I feel like you can't even say that sentence because now everyone's going to be like, oh no, something's wrong.
No,
it's not that type of thing.
It's no scary news in the most superficial way. I have, ever since I started working in radio, I have worn the same model of studio headphones.
They're kind of like a good luck charm for you.
Yeah. And as you pointed out, because I totally forgot this, but once I reached a level of success, I used to buy these headphones because in radio, you have to have good headphones to wear. And they're not cheap. So if you go, if you get your first radio job, generally they're expensive for somebody who's just starting out. So I started giving people the headphones that I love as gifts. And then, yeah, it's just a thing.
And I remember that, like, if you had like an intern that got hired on to your team and you would say congratulations with a pair of headphones. Correct. Or like, I remember one time a part-timer became a full-timer and there you Correct. Got them a pair of headphones. It was like a welcome to the industry.
Yes.
Thing.
I found out that the headphones that I love so much have been discontinued. And so I have gone on a mad hunt to see if I could buy like 10 pair of them somewhere.
Oh my gosh. I've totally, remember when we did that with one of my favorite things ever is rainbow chip icing, not funfetti, rainbow chip. And if you're a rainbow chip lover, you know what the difference is. Like they have these little sugar ball thing. It's the best frosting ever.
I didn't know there was a difference and made the mistake of calling it funfetti and Callie corrected me. Like,
it's not funfetti.
It's different.
Totally different. So it came back. They brought it back because, like, why would you get rid of it? It's so rude, Duncan Hines, looking at you. And when we found it for the first time, we bought like a bajillion things of it.
Not we.
You. For me.
For you. We had a whole shelf with like 12 jars or whatever they call them, cans, whatever they come in, containers of rainbow chip icing.
Yeah, because like the fear is if it goes away, then you have it. But it's like kind of a weird fear because, like, first of all, that would have expired before they went out anyways. Like, oh, it's kind of gross. You don't think so?
No, frosting's good until like 2026.
Okay, so I remember also, like, so I've done that with Funfetti. You're doing that with your headphones. And then I remember when I was a kid, my mom used to always drink this like Swiss mocha stuff. And I remember exactly what the tin looked like. It was like in this red tin. And she had it every day.
Was it like a coffee or something?
Mocha.
What's mocha?
I don't know, but it's not coffee.
Okay.
Like it's different than coffee, but I'm not sure how.
But I mean, it's like a drawer, like a hot drink.
It's a hot drink. Got right. It. So my dad found out, a news story came out. I think it was probably in the paper at that time, because this was like in the 90s, that they were discontinuing that and only making the flavored ones that my mom didn't like. So my dad went to every grocery store within like a 20-mile radius and bought all of them. And somewhere we have a picture of a mocha tin pyramid. Because he was like, I am not going down without a fight. Like, I'm getting all of these mocha tins, you know, whatever. So he stockpiled for my mom. And I just think it's so funny when people do that. And I would love to know, because it's always the most random stuff. Like, you're the only one stockpiling that. Like, I don't think any other mocha drinkers were out competing with my dad at the store. Right. Like, it's always random stuff that you're probably, it's probably going off the market because you're the only one that liked it.
Right.
So it's like, what weird stuff.
Oh, you know what I did it with recently?
What?
Remember the limited edition run of Zima?
Yeah.
I bought like 4 cases of Zima. Do you know what I decided? 1/3 of the way into 1 case of Zima.
That Zima's disgusting.
That Zima's terrible. And it gives you awful hangovers. I just threw away the last 6-pack from like 3 summers ago.
When you were so excited about it. And thank God, I think Zima's only good when you're like 13 and it's your first drink.
Right.
But anyways, I would love to know, as a call-in topic, call and tell us what you have stockpiled that might be slightly ridiculous, but you know what? Who cares? 800-434-5454.
All right. A confession that I need to make in the realm of, I was today years old when I learned. Do you know what QOTD stands for? The letter Q.
Quote of the day.
QOTD, quote of the day.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
I knew that QOTD meant a quote, but I thought it was just a shortened version of the word quoted.
Oh.
And I
just so pretty.
And I just, and I wish there was a camera on me when I realized, and I was like, and I looked at it and I was like, that's funny. It's the word quoted, but you could also use it as quote of the day. And then in my head, I was like, that's what it means. Quote of the day.
How old are you?
I'm today years old. That's when I learned it. So the reason I bring that up is because we're going to, if you follow us on Instagram, you know that more days than not, we try to share like one motivational or encouraging quote or something. And it was suggested to us, actually, by Callie's dad, that we should share that quote on the show.
Yeah.
And just make it part of the show because it only takes like 10 or 15 seconds. So it's not an interruption to somebody who doesn't need the quote. But if you're somebody that this quote resonates with, you're like, oh, yeah, that was for me. So, and when, I mean, honestly, it's not even going to take 10 seconds. So we're going to start doing that every day during the show is just sharing a quoted.
And if you really don't like it, then you can just fast forward it through like you fast forward through other stuff you don't like because podcasting's awesome. Anyways, we want to say thank you to our advertising partners who make this show possible. But first, here's your first quote of the day.
You can either experience the pain of discipline or the pain of regret. The choice is yours.
As soon as you go to the Rothy's website, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I definitely know this shoe. And you know their shoes probably because you've seen them on a ton of celebrities. They are super popular. And here's why they're so popular. One, they're made out of recycled water bottles, which sounds like it would be really uncomfortable, but they're honestly one of the most comfortable shoes that I've worn. I wear their flats for 8 hours at a time at work and they do not rub me at all. I've never had an issue with them. So they are definitely Cali approved. Here's the other thing that machine washable part of it is another reason why people love this brand so much because flats can get really gross, right? Especially if you're wearing them in the summer heat. Well, now you can throw them in the washing machine. I do mine on delicate and I air dry them. And I've washed mine probably a dozen times and they still look like brand new shoes. This is a really, really great brand to get on board with. And they now offer bags and different types of shoes. So they have a whole line of sandals too. You're definitely going to want to check those out. Check out all the amazing shoes and bags available right now at rothys.com/upside. That's rothys.com/upside.
The saying is you don't really miss something until it's gone. Well, that happened the other night in our house with our Brooklyn and sheets. I was trying to be helpful and I threw a load of wash in, washed the sheets, the Brooklyn and sheets, and then forgot to toss them in the dryer. So we walked into the bedroom at the end of our night and the bed wasn't made and the Brooklyn and sheets were wet. So we had to use our old sheets. There is such a difference. Brooklyn and sheets are so soft. I promise you this, they're soft right out of the packaging. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. If you are in the market for new sheets or you just want to upgrade your sleeping experience, check out Brooklyn sheets. You can get a bundle of sheets and bedding that's going to include your duvet and your core sheet set and extra pillowcases, all of that. They've got 50,000 five-star reviews. There's no reason not to look at Brooklyn sheets, the perfect place to start making your morning great. They're so confident that they will give you a lifetime warranty with your purchase. Get 10% off your first order and free shipping when you use the promo code upside at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com, promo code upside. Brooklinen, everything you need to live your most comfortable life.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
My relationship with Third Love has been a long one in the making. I had heard about the company and their bras for a long time, but I couldn't wrap my head around not going into a store and trying everything on and walking away with something I liked. And then one of my best friends came in town from Colorado and she's like, Callie, this is going to sound really stupid, but look at this bra. It's amazing. I just cleaned out my underwear drawer. I bought a ton of these Third Love bras and you're going to love it. So I did. I ordered one and I fell in love with it. I was shocked that the questions online, their Fit Finder quiz, actually helped me find a bra that fit. And I was super shocked that out of the four or five bras that I've ordered, I've only had to return one. And the customer service was awesome. They have a tech text number that you can text to make a return. So you don't have to get on the phone or do anything like that. And you can actually wear the bra. You can wash it. You can live in it. And if you don't love it, and I mean love it, within 60 days, you can return it, no questions asked, and they will donate that bra to a woman in need. Go to thirdlove.com/upside now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/upside for 15% off today.
All right, here are your three random things for today. Number one, parents, consider yourself warned. Baby Shark's big show is coming to Nickelodeon, starting with a holiday special in December.
Now, I thought, is the song just a song? Like, I thought the song was already part of a show.
No, I think the song,
like, it was like a music, because I've seen the Baby Shark.
There's a music video that goes with it. No, I think the song is just a song, and now the song is going to be a show, and that song is going to be stuck in your child's head. It's starting in December. As Nickelodeon says, it's excited to, quote, dive deeper into the incredible world of Baby Shark with Baby Shark's big show.
You know that when you said, what, how did you say that? Warning to parents. You know that that's going to be us in like a year. We're going to have Baby Shark blaring on every Echo in this house.
Yep.
Just making sure.
Yep.
You know what else is becoming a TV show that someone on Instagram sent to me and it made like my whole weekend? Here's the headline. Netflix brings back Unsolved Mysteries, redesigned for the streaming world.
So is it the classic Unsolved Mysteries that are going to be airing on Netflix now, or are they going to be solving, or are they going to be highlighting new Unsolved Mysteries?
So it's new, but it's not like, you know how in the 90s they used to do like four different segments,
right?
So they were kind of short.
Yeah.
These are more in depth. So it's like a 1 hour. It's more like, I think it's more like Dateline.
So it's one mystery solved per, or one mystery discussed per episode.
And there's like going to be six episodes. Now, you know, I'm not there, and there's not going to be a host, because I think the reason they said that they weren't doing that actually is really smart, because there's like literally no one could fill Robert Stack's shoes.
Right.
Like there's literally no one that you get would live up to the original Robert Stack. I can't even do that voice, but.
Oh. Is that the one with the sound effect that went? Or is that, I always get Unsolved Mystery and A Current Affair confused.
I think you're thinking of A Current Affair, but Unsolved Mysteries always had like Robert Stack in a trench coat, and they would put like the fog machine and the purple lights and behind him. And the headlights
behind him, yes.
It was really a scary show though. And I got to say, like, the 90s version set the bar really high, because that show terrified me.
Is there a release date for Unsolved Mysteries?
I think it comes out this week.
Oh, nice.
I think I read Wednesday. So anyways, check it out. Yeah, I'm so excited.
My second random thing, Callie, you can attest to this, I think, but a new study discovered that the strongest predictor of a man's happiness and well-being is his job satisfaction.
Oh my gosh, yes.
By a large margin. Over health, a good family life, a good romantic life, all of that is way behind being happy at work.
That is, how do you feel about that?
I would agree with that. I mean, I would agree with that just because, and I thought it might have just been me, but I just became unhealthily all consumed with work, all my jobs, I think. And so I feel a gazillion times better than I have in years.
Do you think that was different than when I wasn't happy at my job?
I don't.
Like, do you think for me it wasn't as all consuming? Like, do you think that's the difference between men and women?
I think you were able to step away from it.
Yeah.
I obsessed with it. 4 p.m. on a Saturday and I was, you know, focused on it.
Yeah.
I think you were at least able to forget about it for a while.
I wonder if that's like a difference in guys and girls.
And then the final random thing is divorce attorneys are expecting an avalanche of new business once self-isolation ends. That's going to make the lawyers very happy. It's also going to make women happy, because women are twice as likely as men to feel happier after a divorce. 35% of women said they feel less stressed compared to only 17% of men. 30% of women experience a boost in self-esteem after a divorce. Only 15% of guys said the same.
You know, that that kind of makes sense to me. Like, okay. I don't know why, but out of the divorce couples that we know, it always seems like the women are like, you know,
happier, having and their lighter.
Like getting a second chance at life or something like that. And like the men that we know seem just so crushed.
Bitter.
Not even bitter.
Just sad.
Just sad. Like, we know so many men that are just over the years that just are so, it's like they got their little hearts broken, and it's
because women have cold, dark voids in the center of their chest, and men have hearts that are filled with love.
Yeah.
This ties in, that last random thing ties into our gratitude mission for this week. Our gratitude challenge, if you will. The gratitude challenge is to remind someone that you know is experiencing a tough time that they will survive it. And there will be an other side to it. And the reason this is the challenge is because of a message I got on Instagram yesterday morning.
Okay.
It's from one of my Instagram friends. And she sent me a post that says, 11 months ago, you told me that my life would look completely different in 1 year or less. You are so right. So I had to scroll back and see what conversation we had a year ago. And she was going through a divorce and had just decided that it was going to happen. And she was feeling pretty down. And if I remember correctly, one of her friends reached out to me to ask me to send her a message.
Got it.
And check in on her because I've been divorced. So I did. And we had a conversation last July. And she remembered that. She said, "You were so right. I live in my own apartment. Both of my pets are here with me. My divorce is finalized, and I'm in love with someone who treats me like gold and makes me a better human. So thank you for your words last year. I'll never forget them. I appreciate it and needed that so much." So that is your gratitude challenge for the week. Remind somebody that's going through a really, really tough time that even if they can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and they'll be stronger and better on the other side of it.
Now, I have a potentially dumb question, and my potentially dumb question is, what does that have to do with gratitude?
Well, I think it falls under the umbrella of appreciating, even if you don't see what there is to appreciate, right? Mm-hmm. Is appreciating that what you're enduring right now is going to have a benefit in the future.
Is going to be over.
Or just being grateful,
right,
that it's
good. I'm grateful that literally nothing lasts forever.
Right. So by saying to somebody who's going through like a divorce or a tough time or a financial issue, work issue, health issue, is just saying, hey, what's happening to you right now is making you stronger and more prepared for what's coming next. And you need that. And somebody else will need that. So you just have to trust this process, as agonizing as it is, I think it's just a kind of a different way of saying, be grateful for even the tough stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that makes sense?
Yeah. Except for I would not approach someone that's having a really hard time and say,
you should be grateful.
Right. They'll probably punch you in the face. Or if you say that, just like maybe say it and then duck.
But I think the reason that you say it also is people need that reminder when they're going through really tough times.
Yeah.
Like, people need to be told that it's not forever.
Mm-hmm.
So just make yourself that person sometime this week for somebody who's in need. That's your gratitude challenge.
Thank you for listening to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. Please make sure you've subscribed so you never miss an episode of The Upside.
I gotta tell you, and just be a little bit honest, I can't remember a single show that we've ever recorded that we have had so many issues getting through. I'm glad that our show, we made it through the show. Man, words were hard for me today.
If you are listening to this right now and thinking to yourself, I don't know what she's talking about, this show sounded fine to me, I want you to know I'm a really good editor.
I mean, we usually go through the show, not to like, you know, brag, but we have like a pretty good conversational thing going on. And usually there aren't a ton of edits. We probably had to stop at least twice for every single part that we did on the show.
At one point, I scratched my ear and Callie just stopped talking.
I thought he was motioning to me. I was looking at him for hand signals on, because he signals me on like when to talk and then when to like rap and stuff like that. I was looking for hand signal. It was a head scratch. I got it confused. I'm just glad it's done.
She just stopped in the middle of her sentence and I'm like, and you're like, what are you signaling me for?
That's so. Where we are today. That's for your Monday. Happy Monday.
Jeff Dollar. This is Michelle. I just listened to Friday's podcast with the Name That Noise. You are cracking me up with how down on yourself you are about the caller getting it right. Okay, here's how I look at it, and I think Callie would back me up on this. So I was so excited that I actually knew what the noise was this time. So I want to thank you for making me feel smart, because I usually don't know the noise or the trivia or whatever, and I knew it today. So thank you for making me feel smart. I appreciate you, even though you felt like on your end that you did not follow through on your end, but you did actually. So thank you from this upsider for making me feel smart. Bye.
Every single penny counts. And if you can save a few bucks every month by refinancing your credit card balances that are on a high interest rate, you're going to save a few bucks every month. And you don't have to be a financial expert to do it. You can get a fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and save thousands over the time it would take you to pay that card, those cards off. Interest rates start at 5.95% APR with auto pay and excellent credit, which is lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 19%. Like I said, you don't have to be a financial expert, but that's like a 13-14% difference. That's big money right there. And you can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. There's absolutely no fee. The application is 100% online, and you can get your money in your bank account as soon as the day you apply. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and they're ready to deliver for you. Go to lightstream.com/upside, and you can get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this is to go to lightstream.com/upside. That's LightStream.com/upside, subject to credit approval. Rate includes a 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offer subject to change without notice. LightStream.com/upside for more information.
Hey guys, it's Lindsay from Canton, Georgia. On the cold versus cool difference, in my washing machine, what I've noticed when we put it on cold, it just runs straight cold water the entire time. And when we put it on cool, it will run cold, and then it will switch to warm for a little bit, and then it will switch to cold, and then it will switch to warm. So it's like it's mixing the two to make it cool. So I almost want to say cold is straight cold. Cool is when it switches back between the cold and then the warm. Warm would be a little bit more of the warm water with a little bit of the cold, and then the hot would be just hot. So that is not science. That is just me at my house. I hope you guys are all having a great day. Love you, and goodbye.
Hey guys, it's Amy from Pennsylvania. I'm listening to, I believe it was Thursday's show with the cash back little trick. I take it a step further. You don't hide it in a shoebox. You put it in the bottom of the deep freeze in a box that of stuff that no one else will eat. And Callie's point of if the house burns down, your deep freezer will not burn. So yeah, mine's hidden in the bottom of my freezer. I'm the only one that uses it. Thanks guys. Love ya. Bye.
Hey Callie and Jeff. So just a comment about the Karen thing, because it's a topic that comes up a lot in the podcast. You ever notice how people will use the name Karen for somebody that's kind of uppity and difficult, but we often see it associated with a picture of Kate Gosselin? So why is Karen the name? Why isn't it Kate? Anyway, just something I noticed. Love y'all. Bye.
Hey, Callie and Jeff. It's Robin in Georgia, and I just had to pause your episode 292, I think it is, when y'all are talking about baby names and the name Karen. And I know somebody who recently had a baby and they named their daughter Karen. And the first thing I thought was, oh, that poor child. And I don't know anybody named Karen. I don't have any stigmatism against the name Karen, but I know that's kind of used in a negative, as a negative term nowadays for people. So I just, like, I felt so bad for that child, and that kind of made me laugh a little bit. So when y'all started talking about it, I just wanted to share that. Love you guys and love the show. Keep it up. Bye.
There are not four or five different races. There's only one race on the face of the earth, the human race. You're not born a bigot. You have to learn to be a bigot. Anything you learn, you can unlearn. It's time to unlearn our bigotry. Pigmentation in your skin has nothing to do with intelligence or with your worth as a human being. It's time to get over this thing, and we'd best get over it pretty soon.